Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I have questions for you, and perhaps this is of a concern. Your memory, if you're over the age of 70, since you were the age of 60, are you finding that it's tougher and tougher to remember those phone numbers? That those years when you could just glance at it one time and you'd got it in your head, glued to your brain, that those days are long gone? Are you losing your keys even though you have them in your hand? Or are you losing your keys and looking for them and they are in your hand? Do you lose your clothes? Do you drive on the freeway and get disoriented? Do you sometimes go to the doctors and sit in the room and read the magazines and forget where you are? Do you have a significant other? Is your husband and your wife starting to scare you because, well, something's wrong upstairs? If you've been told, no, it's not Alzheimer's, no, it's not Parkinson's, well, that's good. But millions of Americans each year start to decline cognitively. Cognitive decline. We call it senile dementia. Lots of people get it. It's almost considered normal. That travesty occurs in this category. That joke that just because you're getting older, you have to go senile. Lots of people buy that, don't you? Because you don't. Here's the problem. The problem is, once it becomes irreversible, once it goes too far, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to turn it around. And that's why you've got to catch it long before it turns into something bad. And there's lots of signs. There's lots of symptoms. You can determine whether you're going senile 10 years before you get there. And that's one of the concepts that I'm going to drive into you, hopefully, today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I do this show in conjunction with a website. That's drmedici.com, drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Why? Because my shows are not the normal show. You really got to think. You really got to wrap your brain around some of the terminologies. I'm not just selling herbs. I'm not saying take this supplement because your brain will function like it did 20 years ago. And why? I don't generally find that to be the truth. I think American nutrition needs an upgrade. And the upgrade is the American public's got to get much, much more fundamentally educated. Not just, yeah, I understand, but you got to really take it with the full gravity of the words into your soul. And that means you have to get educated. So if you're driving, obviously, just listen. But if you can get to the website, and I archive all the shows, doesn't cost you anything to listen to them. That's drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Go under the KTI shows. In fact, I've got about 270 hours of different shows I've done over the years. Listen to them. It's your educational library. It's your nutrition library. It's your lifestyle health library. Okay. So you're starting to feel like your memory's slipping, but you get by. But you can function. Maybe you can work. You can take the part-time job. You can get around town. Nobody's really pointing it out to you, but you're starting to realize that your memory's not just, it's not like it was. That is when you have to do something about it. Now, that could include a lot of people. But that's the point. A lot of people after the age of 80 years old are done. Most people don't get bad till they're after 70. But everybody that gets bad after 70 is already showing real signs of this after the age of 60. So you got to start looking for the little things. If your memory's only half as good as it was when you were 20, get on it. If you've even had one or two moments where you get disoriented, maybe it was once over 6 months. It was a weird thing you said, but you just didn't know where you were. Get on it. These signs of dementia will start with limited frequency. It might happen once in 6 months. It might happen once in a year. But that's enough, and this is the point. Now, if you go to the doctor and you say, I want to get the head start on this, we don't really have any tests. And that's why this slips through the cracks all the time. That's why I'm doing this show. Catching dementia before it's irreversible is something that the typical organized Western model of medicine isn't doing a good job of. Well, we could give you an MRI of your head when you're 60, and you know what they tell you? They tell you these signs on the MRI are the normal wear and tear. That's what they'll tell you. And this is the travesty. This is the mistake. We've decided that by the time you're 60 years old, you don't have a brain functioning at anywhere near the level you did when you were 20. So there you are on your way to dementia. And even if you took the time to act preventatively, you're going to be told that you simply look normal. You look like every other 60-year-old. And what they leave out is you look like every other 60-year-old, half of whom are going to be headed towards dementia. And this is the problem. So you have to do this yourself. You've got to be proactive about it. And so the first step in being proactive is, as I said, if you're in your 60s and you're having these scary moments, even if it was one over 6 months, that's telling you something. If I were you, I'd be telling my doctors, get that MRI of my brain. I want to start looking at it now. And I've had that MRI. You know, the MRI is a non-invasive test. It's not like a CT scan. It's not like something invasive that causes damage. MRIs are very non-invasive. Now, yeah, you got to go in that MRI machine, and nobody likes to do that. But if you really are starting to see these signs, and yet you're holding your own, husbands, wives, if your significant other is starting to show these signs, get yourself a non-invasive MRI. Make your medical doctor get referred to the neurologist and say, listen, I want to catch this early. Go up there and look now. And remember what I told you. They're going to tell you you're normal. But what you're going to do is use that MRI as a baseline, because in 2, 3, 4 years, you're going to have another MRI done. So you're going to track it through the relative pictures. And this is something that's not done. You get one and that's it. No, the power comes from relativity. So the first thing is you look for the signs in your experience each day. And even if those signs are very minimal, you take them very seriously. That's where an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The second thing you do once you get these limited signs is you go to your doctor and you make sure you get the MRI. Now you have a baseline picture. Those two things are huge. Now let's get to what you can do aside from diagnosis and catching it. What can you do about it? You got to fat flush your brain. The brain is fat. And the typical American diet, whether it's the fat in the meat, the fat in the carbohydrates, the fat in the flour, the fat in baked goods, fats, oils, cooking oils, get into the diet from everywhere. Whether you're eating carbohydrates like pasta or donuts or bread, whether you're eating beef, chicken, turkey, whether you're having just potato chips, it doesn't matter. Cooked fats, high-heated hydrogenated trans fats, get into the American diet, and you've got to ruthlessly clean them out. Now, there's a book you should get. It's the best book in the last 20 years, distinguishing between good fats and bad fats, so you understand how to get rid of the bad fats and put the good fats in your brain so that you can do the fat flush. And that's Udo Erasmus, UDOERASMUS, Udo Erasmus, Fats That Kill, Fats That Heal. That's a book that should be on your shelf because it's going to give you a real distinction between the fats, many of which you're eating. We were all raised on them in America in the last 40, 50 years. If you're in your 60s, in your 20s and 30s, you were pushing these things down. Nobody was talking about it, and they were creating the travesty of health we have today in America. So this book gets into teaching you what the bad fats are versus the good fats. If I was talking about avocados and olives and coconuts, I'd be talking about the healthy fats. If I was talking about the fat in fresh, wild-caught fish done very lightly, like steamed and poached, I'd be talking about the good fats. If I was talking about krill oil. But again, lots of people think they can get the good fat out of a bottle. Lots of manufacturers are capitalizing on the fact that many of the good fats are a little more difficult to obtain from the diet, or people don't, so we like to put it in a capsule. I really want to caution you about these companies that claim that they're selling good fat from krill oil to docosahexaenoic acid to the various good fats that we put in the bottles made by, well, perhaps sometimes well-intentioned marketers. But here's my point. If you want good fat, you have to go to the fresh foods. Make no mistake about it. If you're addicted to your potato chips and your carbohydrates and your garbage foods, and you find that, well, you're aware of all of this and you want to get some good fat in and you're doing it out of a capsule, please don't do that. I've been doing this so long only to tell you that when you really get into therapeutic dosages, when you really get into the lifestyles that make a difference to the brain, people are always using food fat. You've got to spend the time to source the good food. So the first concept here is get the good food with the good fat, get the book, get the lists, and get rid of the garbage fats. Absolutely mandatory. Second thing is you have to flush the gallbladder. Now, I did a show on this on KTI. I did my first show, Why Flushing Your Liver and Gallbladder Prevent Disease. You will not digest the fats. You will not emulsify them. Therefore, you can't use them unless that gallbladder is working. So you can't just think you can get it from food. You have to digest it from the food, which means you've got to flush the gallbladder. So number one, you've got to know which fats are good and which fats are bad. I listed a couple, but there's lots more. You've got to get rid of the bad and stuff yourself with the good. Do not worry about good fat. Good fat will never get you sick. Bad fat will get you senile. It will get you demented quickly. Then you've got to make sure that you flush the gallbladder because you can't digest the fat otherwise. After that, you've got to keep your blood sugar low. Now, I did a show a couple of weeks ago for you. It was show number 5, Diabetes and Misdirection, What the Doctors Are Not Telling You. Do you know today that it's standard medical understanding that a big part of Alzheimer's disease is high blood glucose, that the plaques in the brain of people with Alzheimer's are driven off high insulin. And high insulin is very akin to blood sugar problems, very akin to diabetes. So we already know this in the literature, and yet, well, we know it for Alzheimer's, but nobody tells you about it in regard to senility. It's just as important for senility as it is for Alzheimer's, as it is for anything else. The brain is fat. And that fat, if it's rancid, if it's the bad fats, oxidizes the brain cells and starts to kill your neurons at a faster rate. The other thing that does that is high insulin. High insulin, your immune system will attack the tissues of the brain in the presence of high insulin. High insulin is a very pro-inflammatory chemical. You don't want it in your body, and you really suffer if it's up in your brain. So if you're 60 years old and you fit this description, you've got to begin to live with your blood sugar under 100 all day long. I don't mean just when you get up in the morning. Listen to that show. Get on the website, drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Listen to show number 5 again on diabetes and misdirection, and understand that when your blood sugar is off and that insulin is spiking, it's rotting out your brain. Now, those carbs are so big a part of this thing we call dementia that a Dr. Perlmutter, David Perlmutter, wrote a book called Grain Brain. Grain Brain came out in the last couple of years and talks about this subject. I'm not the only one. Everyone in the know is talking about this subject. How if your blood sugar is running high, carbs being a big part of that potentially, it's going to rot out your brain, just like the bad fats are going to rot out your brain, just like number 3 is stress. Now, stress is a tricky one. I'm not going to get into stress too much today. Any show I do, whether it's here or anywhere else, I'm always talking about stress because, you see, stress means something to me. Well, I hope over the months it begins to mean to you what it means to me. Stress means your cells rot. Stress means your cells die. Stress means your cells explode. Stress is not, gee, I got stress in my shoulders because it was crowded on the freeway. Stress is not, gee, I had an argument with my friend over who won the Lakers game or how or what. That's not the stress I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stress that you live with every day. And I want to give you an understanding that that stress destroys cells, especially brain cells. Get the time. You can even get this on YouTube. Great show by National Geographic. You know those National Geographic documentaries? They are always so wonderful. National Geographic, Stress, Portrait of a Silent Killer. It's National Geographic, Stress, Portrait of a Silent Killer. It's a 1-hour documentary on stress. It will blow your mind. It will put stress on the map for you. It will teach you what stress really is, and it will teach you that stress will destroy your brain. A lot of people after the age of 60 begin having panic attacks. They begin having high anxiety episodes. They begin starting to suffer from the ravages of stress, and that's because they've always lived a life of intense stress, only now they can't handle it anymore. One of the side notes of hitting your 6th decade is your hormones begin to deplete. Your reserve hormonal energy starts to leave you more vulnerable to the ravages of stress, and stress kills brain cells. So the brain cells under stress that didn't die when you were 40 start dying now when you're 60 because you can't compensate yourself for the stress. By the time you get to 70, if you look at the bad fats, if you look at the bad sugars, if you look at the amount of stress you have, if you look at a few other things, you're starting to profile out as someone that's very vulnerable. And if you're starting to have symptoms in your 60s, take a look now. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website if you can, DRMEDICI. I'm going to attach a bunch of pictures to this show. On the website, we've got hundreds of hours of shows covering every imaginable topic with straight talk. I'm not selling herbs. I'm not selling anything. I'm giving you knowledge. Knowledge is my gift to you. And I think knowledge is what's needed. More knowledge and less supplement sales. Don't you think I'm right? Now, I'm certainly not saying that using supplements are a bad thing, especially if they're well manufactured. I am saying you have to use the supplement as a satellite around the foundation of understanding. And if you do that, I promise you as a doctor, you will come out way ahead of the game if you do that. So 1, we have sugar, we have bad fats, we have stress. Number 4, anterior head carriage. I'm going to put pictures on the show of people who suffer from anterior head carriage. Big word for as you age, your head starts going forward. The quintessential grandma, grandpa picture is the head's forward. In fact, you're so forward, you're looking down at the floor, but you can't. So you push your head up, even though it's all hanging towards the floor. It's what we call postural shifts that are normal with aging. So what we call normal with aging is a loss by the time you're 70 of 50 to 75% of your blood flow to your brain, 50 to 75% of your oxygen to your brain. There are dramatic, beyond substantial amounts of oxygen deprivation and blood deprivation that we call normal after the age of 70 years old. And we're sitting there wondering why people are demented. Well, a lot of that oxygen and blood deprivation is because of the postural shifts. And this is something people should be catching in their 40s. Now, every now and then, someone ages and they don't suffer from this. The head just doesn't start moving forward. Good habits, good training, maybe backgrounds in dance, backgrounds in gymnastics, backgrounds in, well, things that just address posture. And maybe you've profited enormously, and now you're in your sixth decade, and you've got the beautiful posture of a teenager. But maybe not. If it's maybe not, and you've got the dowager's hump, you've got that lump at the base of the neck in the back that comes because the head's coming forward, I assure you, you're beginning to get to the point where you're cutting your brain off from the blood supply in the carotid arteries of the neck. As the head comes forward, the nerve and blood supply to the brain starts to suffer. The blood supply from the heart through the carotid artery to the brain will suffer the more that head comes forward. So you can add postural shifts. And what do you do about postural shifts? Hey, last show. Faulty biomechanics is a cause of back pain. Get to the website, look at the show, and start piecing it together. And now you understand what I bring to you. I bring to you a plea to begin to integrate concepts. And I hope that you understand that if you put a little time in, you'll get so much out. It's what America's not doing with their health concerns. They're looking for quick fix, holistic solutions. And the truth is they don't really exist. Now, Madison Avenue tells you they do, but I'm here to tell you they don't. What does work are fundamental concepts that you have to understand and then activate. One of them is do the things you need to do so your posture doesn't shift. Things like yoga, things like Pilates, things like different forms of physical manipulation, body work techniques like rolfing. Anything to get the job done to make sure you don't get the postural shift. Anything to make sure you only take the good fats in. What you have to do to clean the liver and the gallbladder so you digest these fats. What you have to do to learn to hit those levels of deep physical relaxation. All these are on the list. If you add them together, you'll start to see the improvement in your brain function before it gets too late. Now, last but not least, are there supplements that you can take? Again, the viewpoint with supplements, whether you use wild reishi, whether you use a pharmaceutical grade ginseng, whether you use a pharmaceutical grade ginkgo, there are herbs out there. I just named three. The Indians have an herb called soma. You can use something called cordyceps, which is a Chinese herb. You can go to companies like Premier Research Labs. You can go to companies like Tea Garden, Ron Tea Garden, the herbalist. You can get high-grade herbs from good manufacturers, and you can try these things, and they are worth a try. And they will play a role, and they will help you. But when you talk about all the factors that determine cognitive function and all the factors that determine cognitive decline, you have to understand to work from the fundamentals up. From everything that I've mentioned, in addition to a good night's sleep, which is another issue. Scientific American, 3 months ago, an article on how a good night's sleep allows the brain to push all its poisons out if you get that 6, 7, or 8 straight hours. How a good night's sleep and cognitive function is the equivalent of everything I've mentioned today. Add that to the list. Add that to the show. Listen to the show again. Integrate everything I've said into the other shows. If you're still lost, 714-850-1007. That's the number to my office, 714-850-1007. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.